Hey everyone, it is Fanton Cox and I am with the Sister Brunch Podcast. We're the podcast all about Black women and gender expansive people thriving in entertainment and media. And we are here at the Essence Film Festival. It's our second year here. It's been amazing. And right now we are with Lori Gardner and she's got a feature screenplay called Onset. So let's start with that. Lori, tell us about actually how you even decided to write this screenplay and then tell us what it's about.
Yeah, so Onset is very personal for me and close to the heart. It deals with speech impediments and sudden onset stuttering more specifically. Typically in mainstream media, we see neurogenic stuttering portrayed.
Wait a minute, there's a technical term we're going to ask people all the time. You say
Neurogenic and psychogenic.
Neurogenic and psychogenic.
What yes. Yeah, well, for our character, it's psychogenic and it's more so based around emotional trauma. And especially if you already have someone in your family who has a stutter, it's kind of like the perfect storm because it's already within your lineage. So,
wow,
yeah.
I did not know this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so for someone like myself, at the age of 6, I developed psychogenic sudden onset stuttering. So it typically happens immediately after a traumatic event, typically between 24 to 72 hours immediately after. Afterwards, for mine, it was like the next morning. So with our character, an onset, it is a music-driven coming-of-age drama about a complicated love story between a father and daughter. So after a former opera singer who has a debilitating stutter earns a shot in a world-renowned opera competition, she has to go back to her old stomping grounds and face the demons of her past in order to truly find her voice and become successful within her own career. So, yeah, so it's definitely a personal story and something that I hold near and dear to my heart, my first baby.
Of course. Thank you so much for sharing. I love these impactful stories. I feel like everyone we're speaking to at this festival, not surprisingly, because this is Black women, right, that we are writing important and purposeful and impactful stories. How did you become a screenwriter? Is this your first screenplay? Have you done many? Yeah, how did that happen?
Yeah, I've done a couple of screenplays. This is actually the first script that I wrote out of USC. I'm a USC grad.
Yes, very good. Yes.
Yeah, so this is the first screenplay I ever wrote. It's a screenplay that got me into USC, which is awesome. And I think I missed a part of the question. You said
kind of what were the seeds planted? So were you in screenwriting at USC? And then what was that first thought, like, I want to try screenwriting?
Yeah, so the first, okay, so when I developed the speech impediment, I actually became mute for a very long time, years actually, so writing was my outlet. And when I went to study music at Oakwood University, shout out to the HBCUs.
Yes,
when I went to Oakwood University to study music to become an opera singer, that's when I became more fluent. I had a teacher who was asking me to just speak the text that we were reading and singing, because, I should also mention that when you're a stutterer, it's using a different part of the brain than when you're forming speech, which is the Broca's area. Okay. So a lot of stutterers, they're fluent when they're singing. They have no issue singing because it's a different area of the brain.
Okay.
Right. So no one ever knew that I stuttered because I wasn't talking anyway. And essentially she was like, I really love what you just sang. Can you speak the text and we can just talk through it? And I was like, I can't do that. She was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I have a speech impediment and blah, blah. She's like, no, you don't. And I'm like, I do. Trust me, I do. She was like, no. We're going to work through this. And she gave me a whole bunch of tools in terms of using my articulators, my tongue and my teeth, literally creating or using my whole body as an instrument in order to become more fluent. So it was in that time period when I was in undergrad that I became more fluent and more confident speaking, which is why I can sit here with you all today and actually speak.
I'm like, is this the same person? This is amazing.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. So that's kind of when the writing bit started, because I was just trying to find an outlet. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we also want to talk about that we find not enough filmmakers talk about this are finances. Fundraising and, private equity investors are trying to sell it to a studio. And that means also understanding like how much our projects cost.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how much your feature would cost? Is that something? And then what are the steps you're taking to know that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've produced a lot of projects. I've directed a lot of projects. And I've also worked on the executive side in the industry. So whenever I'm writing a project, I typically have a number in mind. And I think for this one, since this will be my first feature that I direct, I know it's going to cost in between the $1 to $5 million mark. Because sometimes if you're budgeting too low, you might as well just, in my opinion, just spend your money and make it yourself versus, you know, trying to have some A-list talent in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And really trying to have a great marketing team behind you so that it can go as far as possible. So yeah, I would definitely say between the $1 to $5 million range, and budgets are already created. So if you're looking to make this film, it's ready for you.
Drop that. That's part of what we're here for, is to network and to share our work with people. We've got, you know, we've got executives from Amazon. We've got executives from Hulu here, so that's brilliant. Okay, we also have a segment called Let's Talk Tech. And yes, we're asking our guests to share some terminology. It could be one word, it could be a concept, that if you're not a filmmaker, not a screenwriter, you don't know it, but you should know, or you're going to learn it.
Yes. So before we actually started this interview, we had to slate. So most times if you're doing a lot of different takes of a scene, you're starting with alpha, then you're going to beta, and then Charlie, et cetera, et cetera. But I actually teach three young aspiring directors, George Lucas's daughter in San Francisco. I know,
yes,
every Sunday.
Wait, what are you teaching?
Film.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're actually making a film. Actually, we just wrapped the first season of our class back in April. So in 16 weeks, I help them create a short film and teach them all of the ins and outs of just pre-production, production, and post-production. So that was a really great opportunity that I got through First Jobs and my mentor, Lisa Fox, who's amazing.
Thank you,
Lisa
Fox.
Thank you, Lisa. You're amazing. So one of the words that just made them laugh and they just didn't know, when it got to F, it's Foxtrot. And they were like, Foxtrot, can we use fart instead? I'm like, they're kids, clearly. And I was like, guys, please don't go on set saying these things. No. But Foxtrot is a word that is not just used, of course, in the film industry, but also in the Army, so that if something is happening and you need to be very discreet, or you know, a lot of noise is happening, we need to know exactly what the letter is. Do not mess it up. So Foxtrot is the word that they would use
no
for
fart.
F.
No F for
please.
Fart. Is F
no
for
fart,
Foxtrot.
Children. Please, no.
Tell us about if anyone wants to take these classes with you.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us how to find them.
Yes. So this collaboration was actually George Lucas and his wife, Melody Hobson, reached out to our school looking for educators. And through my company, Laurelwood Studios, I already had a program that I had developed, and I wanted to start doing that class in the Los Angeles area where I'm based right now, and do it for children who don't have a lot of resources. And I would love to do the class for free. That is the goal next year. So look out for that in 2025.
Yes, yes.
So I'll definitely have
more fundraising going on right here. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. I'll definitely have more information on that. On my Instagram page and on my website. So you can find us at laurelwood.studios on Instagram, Laurelwood Studios on Facebook, and then also my website, www.laurijgardner.com. And you can find all the information on the class there.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Lori, thank you so much for being on Sister Brunch. Congratulations to you. Go ahead and sell your project here and get it into production, and then we'll have you back on to talk about how things are going. We're so proud to have you. We also want to give you this swag bag from Sister Brunch. Absolutely. This is full of products from Black-owned businesses, so please wear them proudly, and we are so proud that you are now a guest on Sister Brunch. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. This is amazing. I'm going to wear it proudly. Thank you. Hey everyone, this is Lori Gardner, and you're listening to Sister Brunch.